time to get you updated on all things Jefferson College athletics from your favorite athletes, coaches, and staff.
Ultimate goal is, hey, we want to be playing our best baseball at the end of the season, and that's what it is, and it's part of the process. And but those are just some team goals that we have each year. Heck yeah, we want to go be playing at Grand Junction.
Everyone is really kind of all in now and understand what we need to do, and that's been a great momentum lift for us as we've moved this past week.
We have a lot of international players on the team, and once we come together as a team, it's just a fun experience. It's just amazing.
A win's a win in the book, so it doesn't really matter. We just go up from here for sure. See them again at regional and make sure we play much better.
We feel if we get 50 wins, then we're in a position to be playing to go to the national tournament.
I always tell her that the baseball team's the big dogs on campus, but she likes to think the softball team's the big dog on campus, so we get into that a little bit.
My roommates and I, well, specifically Taylor, we like Justin Bieber. We really like him, but D calls that our white girl music because we listen to that in the car and stuff, and if she has to ride with us, she's, turn that off.
I can say I love Taco Bell. It changed my life. Yeah, I got better.
Yeah.
Now to your host of the Viking Voices Show, Will Cheshire.
Welcome into the Viking Voices Show here on AM 1400 KJFF, online at MIMOinfo.com. Been a hot minute since we've had the Viking Voices Show with the winter break, of course, but then some women's basketball action. I'd say we missed a whole lot, but not a whole lot of games, but a little bit of a roster turnover as well for you, joined by the head coach, Coach Ashton McGee. And Coach, how are we feeling today?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing all right. You guys got Moberly in tonight, a home game as well. But first, obviously, the big story is a lot of different players on the team now. You got the five girls back from winter break, and now you have some girls filling in on the bench and had to go a little bit of an unorthodox way to make that work, huh?
Yeah, this is definitely something, it's the first time for me, I'd have to say. Unfortunately, you know, once winter break came along, we had a couple of girls that decided that basketball, or at least college basketball, wasn't for them. So they decided not to return to the program, as well as some academic issues that we had to straighten out. So for a while, we only had five girls, but luckily, my coworkers are amazing here at Jefferson College. So now we have a couple of volleyball players and softball players that are gonna help us out for the remainder of the season.
So when you were kind of looking and scrambling and figuring, okay, how am I going to fill some of the roster on this team as well? When you look at that, did you kind of have like requirements? Did they all play varsity basketball or some type of experience in the past? Or how did that work to kind of pick out the girls that you did?
Yes. Yeah, so the girls that are on the team, they all have played high school basketball, and a couple of them actually played varsity basketball. So when I had them come out and they did a couple of drills, you know, we kind of went from there and said, hey, you know, I think you could really help us out, or, you know, thank you for coming out, but I don't think you'll be able to help us, kind of thing. But, you know, luckily the coaches here, we're all athletes, you know, so when they, you know, brought some of their students to me, they kind of had an understanding that they at least had to know a little bit of basketball if they were going to help us out. So that was good.
Yeah. One of the big benefits about the sport of basketball, too, is it's very, you know, oriented on athleticism as well. So I'm sure that, you know, for some of them, the basketball skill set might be a little raw from, you know, not playing for a year or two back, but the athleticism is always going to be there.
Right. So we have just, you know, been practicing a lot with them. You know, we've had to actually change practice time so all the girls can make it to practice, because, you know, obviously I completely understand, especially for softball. I mean, they're in season right now. So the fact that, you know, those girls were willing to come and help us out, that's awesome. And we greatly appreciate it. So.
And who do we have from the softball team? It's Emily Brewer and Maddie Hart and...
And Allie Hanger.
That's right, Allie Hanger. Okay,
yeah.
So we got Hanger and Kaylee Hanger as well for volleyball, too.
Yes. So Sarah Chapman as well. Actually, Allie Hanger is volleyball. I always get them confused. Mm-hmm. I have two Allies. So Allie Hanger is actually volleyball. Yeah, so the girls have been great. You know, the other day when we played Mineral Area, Kayla surprised us. You know, if you don't watch volleyball, obviously you don't know that she's a volleyball player, and you see her out there and she's got a nice body for like a post player, but then you see her jump and grab balls and you can see, like, oh my gosh, like, she can really jump. Like, oh yeah, that That's a volleyball player, right?
That's what being an All-American does for you on the volleyball court. Yeah, no doubt about it. Let's talk about some of the returners, though. You know, Shannon Triplett obviously back, and she's kind of been a leader on this team, but now I imagine more so with trying to help instruct it and lead some of these other players. Same with, like, Izzy Ringling.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, you know, Shannon has, you know, done the best that she can to, you know, stay up and be that scoring person for us, and Izzy as well. You know, from the beginning of the season until now, Izzy has probably gotten the most minutes out of all the girls, you know. And Izzy still continues to play, you know, 40 minutes a game if she can. So she's taken on that role really well, and I think she's coming into her own the second half of the season. I think she's finishing a lot better around the rim, which is nice. We still have that inconsistency with her, but that's just, you know, it's a work in progress, and we work on it every day in practice. So,
how about Tyra Bonner? What have you seen from her? I know that she was a player that you talked about last fall about being excited about potentially seeing on the floor for the second half here.
Tyra Bonner has been a huge spark for us. I mean, she is just so energetic and so competitive that it's great to see that on the floor. You know, her first game out, I think she ended up with about 4 or 5 3-pointers. I mean, she was, you know, just feeling good. So she's been able to help us out a ton, not only from the scoring part, but actually she's the smallest person, but one of our best rebounders, believe it or not. So we can always count on her to be a hustle player, to go for those 50-50 balls, rebound the ball every now and then, and just have extremely tenacious defense. So she's helped us out a ton as well.
And you have a girl like Tyra Bonner, you mentioned, where the size isn't there for your general rebounder, but the effort is. Exactly. Can you use that as like a teaching tool for some of the other players as well?
Oh gosh, yes, we use it all the time. I mean, you know, when we do our box out drills and we do our 50-50 ball drills, you know, we always use Tyra as that example. And you know, like we've said before, we can, you know, talk a little trash in practice, and those are some of the comments that we make when we're trying to get the girls riled up and competitive for the next drill.
Yeah. And how about Marta as well coming in, Perez Gomez?
Marta's awesome. You know, but before Christmas break, she actually had found herself in a starting position, which was really great. You know, she had that terrible knee injury last year, but she has recovered really well. I can always count on Marta to make her sprints, just to do the little things, you know, and I'm happy that, you know, she's grown to be in a role where she can help us out this year. So I'm pleased with that.
And Cheyenne Randall saw some time off the bench, I remember, at the beginning of the year several times as well. Now getting a few more starts, I would imagine, with that too. But Cheyenne is a good shooter for you guys and can do some things as well, right?
You know, she has the body that we need. You know, Randall is probably one of our most aggressive players. So when we go up against extremely aggressive teams, which is 9 times out of 10 all the time, you know, Randall really helps us out there. You know, she can rebound the ball. She uses her body very well. Unfortunately, she's got a couple of shin splint problems that she's been dealing with, but she's a tough cookie, and she's been working through the pain. So.
And then, Coach, what was kind of the message to the players that came in to help you as well from the softball and volleyball team? Like, what type of expectations did you guys talk about or things of that nature, like, as once you made them and added them and made them additions to the team?
Well, first off, I definitely showed my gratitude because, again, like I said, I mean, that's tough to play two sports, especially, you know, when that wasn't originally your intention to do. But we also just talked about, you know, being dedicated to the program. You know, although they're here to essentially play another sport, you know, if you are going to come on and help us out, you know, we still have to finish a season, which means, you know, we need you to be dedicated. We need you to be on time. We need you to be focused in practice. You know, you can't look at this as just, oh, I'm just going to, you know, play open gym and go play around. You have to be competitive, and you have to, you know, want to make us better and want to get some W's on our record. So, again, because they all play sports, they're all competitive, you know, so we didn't really have to go extremely in-depth in that conversation because I think that was understood by everyone.
Yeah, do you think it kind of helped being in the student success coordinator role as well, a little bit of a relationship or
yeah,
whatnot?
Yeah, oh gosh, yeah. So now when they came up to me that, you know, exactly, we have a relationship. So we've already, you know, kind of bonded a little bit, and I think that helped us out. And the fact that Jefferson College isn't that big, which is great. So, you know, the girls know each other out of the gym, which was nice too.
Yeah, and it kind of helps because they might know your style a little bit or your personality or whatnot, so a little easier to adapt with at that point. Huh?
Yeah.
And then, Coach, but Moberly tonight, the task at hand, a very, very talented team, I believe 20-0 and 7th ranked at NJCAA Division I level and Region 16 as well. But what have you seen for them just on tape and through hearsay that makes them so difficult?
One thing that I've noticed is they share the ball extremely, extremely well. You know, when dealing with teams, a lot of times you have, you know, one or two people that are going to average, you know, your double figures. But, you know, if you go down their list of players, everyone is pitching in. And I think that that's going to be tough for us because, you know, sometimes it can be easier when you just have one or two people to kind of pay attention to. But when you have a whole five that you have to, you know, guard straight up and then a couple of more coming off the bench, that can be tough. So one thing that stood out to me was the fact that they share the ball really, really well. I mean, and obviously besides the fact that they have a little bit of height advantage on us.
Yeah, that's where the effort part's going to come into play, right?
Right.
Rebounding the fundamentals and the boxing out.
Exactly.
Coach, what have you seen from your team over the course of the last couple games, the new look team as well? What do you think? What has kind of impressed you most that you've seen so far, despite obviously the obstacle to overcome?
The effort. I mean, you know, we haven't sugarcoated anything with the ladies. You know, we know that this is going to be a tough season, you know, to finish off with. And with the girls that left, you know, we had a conversation and we kind of just said, you know what, we're going to make the best of the rest of the season. And, you know, just because they've decided to go a different path, that doesn't change, you know, why we are here and, you know, what we need to do. So, we've kind of just used that as, you know, a more energy to fight back kind of thing. Just giving 100% effort, no matter the score, no matter how much time is left on the clock, no matter how many people we have on the bench. It also helps the fact that softball and volleyball tend to be really cheerful sports teams, right? So our bench has become a lot more lively.
There we go. There's a big bonus, right? The new bench and the livelihood. Yeah, because softball, volleyball, they'll really chirp.
So that's been a you know, a ton of help. But I think the effort is something that has, you know, excited me about the rest of the season. These girls, they don't give up. And we all sat down and we decided, you know, that we're going to stick out the rest of the season and we're going to make the best of it. And like I said before, we know it's going to be tough, but we are mentally prepared for it. So,
have you seen them starting to gel a little bit on the floor and starting to become more familiar with the way that the girls that are new additions on the team play?
A little. I mean, but that's still a huge work in progress. I mean, there are still some days where we can't have everyone there because of everyone else's schedule. So when the girls are able to come to practice, we make sure we do as much live work as possible to get them more comfortable with one another. So it's a work in progress.
Has your, like, coaching strategy and whatnot changed offensively in terms of your game plans and what you want to do? And do you put more emphasis on some of the players and scoring, maybe on Shannon or something? Or has it been kind of the same?
My coaching has definitely changed because of the roster change. We won't run as many plays as I had in mind before. We won't do as many different things defensively as before. I would assume for the remainder of the season we will do a 2-3 zone just because of the bodies that we have and the athleticism that we have. I don't want to wear us out, you know. So we will do a 2-3, and then for practice I've had to scale it back and do a lot of fundamental work, which is okay. I mean, NBA players do fundamental work still, you know. So those are things that I've had to change and adjust, but it's helped.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I've heard from a coach one time that every basketball player, there's still no such thing as the perfect basketball player. Although I will admit LeBron James might be pretty close. He does pretty much everything pretty well.
Might be, just a tad.
But that's one of the very few, obviously, out there. So there's always time to work on fundamentals and things of that nature when you look at that. But you mentioned that the Greyhounds got a little bit of a height advantage tonight as well with the rebounding. So how key is it going to be, especially with the minutes that, you know, Izzy plans on playing, to keep her out of foul trouble?
Oh, I mean, that's going to be huge. You know, that's, you know, another reason why we have decided to do the 2-3 zone. You know, they try to get her the ball, and she goes to work on that block. So we have to do the best we can to keep her contained. But not only that, we have to box out of the 2-3. And I'm sure I'm speaking for a lot of coaches. It is tough to get kids to box out of a zone. That's just going to be tough for us. But I think Izzy's up for the challenge. We've been working on it, all week and all year, really. So hopefully she's ready to go today.
Girls like Emily and Kayla, I imagine, are they kind of used more as down low options for you? And then Allie and the other Allie, are they more guards that come in or?
Kayla has been a big help down low, of course. Actually, Emily has been a big help with both.
Yeah.
She's got a pretty decent shot. She's extremely athletic. She's tough. She's got some strength on her. So she's actually done a little bit of both. She's played a little bit of a two guard, a little bit of a four. So she's a little bit of everywhere.
Kind of that flex, right? You
Yep.
know, I think was it the European players made that famous? You guys, like Dirk and whatnot. And so, okay, interesting on that front. So tonight, what are going to be the keys for you guys offensively to try to get some buckets against obviously a good Moberly defense?
I think we have to slow down the ball. I want to lessen the possessions as much as possible. I mean, just looking at Moberly's record and the teams that they've played and the amount of points that they are beating these teams by, I don't really want them to have the ball that much. So if we can slow down the tempo of the game and run through our plays and maybe get some shots in the last couple of seconds of the shot clock, and the same for them, just to keep them contained and maybe make them go deep into the shot clock, that would be a plus for us.
Critical then for no unforced errors. Try to limit those as much as possible, right? Awesome. Coach, any final thoughts about the game tonight or about the Jefferson College Viking team? I know it's packed to
I
stands
was
tonight.
oh, you took the words right out of my mouth.
Yeah.
There it is. Yeah, it's packed to stands tonight, so I just hope as many people can get out and come support us, so
Yeah, it'll be a lot of fun to get a chance to play at home in a nice crowd, and that'll get
definitely
always easier, right? Get the girls going.
always.
Fantastic. Coach McGee, as always, appreciate you taking some time, and we'll see you out there in a little over an hour for the start of the game.
Thank you, appreciate it.
That's the head coach of the Jefferson College Vikings, a women's basketball program. Coach Ashley McGee joining us here on the Viking Voices show here on AM 1400 KJFF. Her team getting set to take on Moberly area, the Greyhounds, who are 20-0 on the season. The Vikings at 5-9. Home game for them, you heard her as well. Packed the stands tonight. So if you're bored, you're listening, you're hearing it, you think you might want something to do, you can go watch some basketball tonight at Jefferson College over at the Fieldhouse. They'll have a 6 o'clock tip off is when it is scheduled for as well. We're going to turn our attention. We talked about women's hoops. Well, the baseball team right around the corner to getting set to start as well. Coach Pat Evers will join us next. They got a special 50th baseball anniversary, a showcase coming up, and then the season just a few weeks away. That's all coming up next here on KJEF.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Thanks to you, Ace was awarded its 11th straight J.D. Power Award for customer satisfaction with home improvement retail stores. To say thanks, we're giving you 20% off throughout the store. And as always, the help is free. So hurry into your local Ace and save 20% on select items this Friday through Sunday only. Offer valid for Ace Rewards members only at participating stores. Additional conditions and exclusions apply. See store for details. For J.D. Power Award information, visit jdpower.com.
If you're a small business, first impressions can make all the difference. With Grasshopper, you get all the features of a professional business phone system on your mobile phone. Choose a business phone number, make calls, and send texts. Stay connected and work from anywhere with features like Wi-Fi calling and our desktop app. Set up your account in minutes with no long-term contracts and 24/7 customer support. Make your small business big. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio. That's grasshopper.com/radio.
Action-packed, a thrill a minute, and pure excitement. We can only be talking about Saturday night at Kirk Mooney's house or Bids for Bargains.
Well, both are actually true, but in this case, we're definitely talking about Bids for Bargains.
And the fun is just so giving. Bids for Bargains comes your way every Tuesday and Thursday through February.
So many ways to save, it'll have your head spinning.
Again, just like Saturday night at the Mooney house.
Keep listening to the radio. Check us out on MIMOinfo.com along with Facebook and Twitter, and be ready to save during Bids for Bargains on regional radio.
Epigenetics and the sins of the father. God said, man said.com. U.S. colleges, new mental institutions, Close Satan's Secret Door, GodSaidManSaid.com, Mummies and the Sons of Ham, Alcohol and Christians, Geologists Say Yes to Crucifixion, GodSaidManSaid.com, Which Religion, Which Bible, Quantum Physics to Adam's Rib, Hours of Text and Streaming Audio, GodSaidManSaid.com.
Winter is the perfect time to get your UTV, ATV, or motorcycle in top riding shape. And at Serdike Harley-Davidson, our service crew can do the trick. Hi, this is Tim Serdike. Our winter service specials are in full gear, like oil changes starting at $29.99, parts and labor. And how about getting your Harley dyno tuned by the best in the nation? That's right. Purchase any Serdike Harley-Davidson performance kit, and we'll dyno tune your vehicle for free. That's a value up to $499. So get ready to ride from Serdike Harley-Davidson and Tim Serdike Street Track and Trail. 636-931-8700.
If you're a small business, first impressions can make all the difference. With Grasshopper, you get all the features of a professional business phone system on your mobile phone. Choose a business phone number, make calls, and send texts. Stay connected and work from anywhere with features like Wi-Fi calling and our desktop app. Set up your account in minutes with no long-term contracts and 24/7 customer support. Make your small business big. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio. That's grasshopper.com/radio.
Are you looking for help saving for retirement? Maybe you are close to retirement and would like to learn how to create an income stream for your retirement assets. Or maybe you're looking to grow your nest egg to create a legacy for your loved ones. These are just some of the problems we at Fortune Investment Services help our clients through every day. Let us be your financial coach. Call us today for a no obligation, no cost, personal financial consultation at 636-467-7500.
All Securities and Money Concepts Capital Corporation, member FINRA SIPC. Fortune Investment Services is not affiliated with Money Concepts Capital Corporation.
You've been listening to a presentation.
Welcome back into the Viking Voices show here on AM 1400 KJFF. We got Jefferson College head baseball coach Pat Evers, and I know, well, weather like today it might be better, but last week when you looked at it, you probably thought baseball season was very far away, but baseball season is right around the corner here, coach.
Yeah, it's kind of getting back in the swing of things, and you know, after kind of January 1st and the spring semester starts and guys get back on campus, you start paying a little bit more attention and you become a weatherman where you're checking the 5-day forecast and 10-day forecast and extended forecast, and we've been fortunate. I mean, we were able to get out a little bit Thursday, Friday, getting outside, and obviously today and the next really 3 days, and then after that, the weather kind of looks a little bit iffier and maybe early next week, but it's amazing how much time you spend checking the weather, and it's you check it like every hour, even though it's not going to change, but you know, we've been fortunate the last few years, and obviously we're fortunate enough today to get out there and get some stuff done.
Before we get too into detail about the upcoming season, that's just a few weeks away, a couple cool events coming on for the program as well, particularly this coming Saturday as well, the 50th anniversary of Jefferson College Baseball.
Yeah, it's really going to be an exciting thing, and I think we're going to have a great turnout with a lot of former alumni and coaches and supporters of the program, and it's something that kind of came together, you know, starting off last year with the planning, and you know, it's just been a lot of fun gathering old photos and going through old media guides and just seeing, you know, where guys were and came in from and what they're doing now and talking to so many people. And, you know, Coach Oster, who obviously really, you know, has been a part of this program almost 40 years now, is when you consider the time as a player, as a student athlete, and as a head coach, faculty member, still helping out as an assistant coach and still on, you know, teaching a little bit adjunct, that it's been a part of this program so long and how successful it's been and really how many of those alumni have been successful, not only in baseball, but the people that have been successful when you're talking to those alumni and people are, you know, teachers and lawyers and doctors. And it's really fun just to talk to those people and hear them talk about how much fun they had playing here, whether they're here for 1 year, 2 years, and the experiences they had here. So I'm really excited about the event on Saturday.
You mentioned about a year ago. So was this something that you kind of spearheaded, or who kind of spearheaded to get this kind of going?
I guess, you know, I kind of spearheaded part of it, but it's been really a group effort with, you know, obviously our athletic director, Greg McVeigh, and our foundation and other people on campus, Marie Self, Debbie Maples, who have all helped out. So, I mean, it's been kind of something spearheaded a little bit, but it's honestly a group effort trying to get this together and even going through Coach Oster helping out, getting a hold of some former players, and Coach Underwood. So, I mean, it's been a group effort. And obviously counting a lot of those alums just to relay some of the information. It's kind of funny. You go back, you know, 30 years, and some of those teams from the 80s and 70s, and there's not as many of those records are really quite up to date. So it's been fun going back through there, and definitely pretty entertaining when you look at some of the old pictures and the old uniforms and all that good stuff.
No doubt. And one of the positives of social media, I'm sure that made your job a lot easier to reach out to some
people. Yeah, I kind of felt a little creepy starting to message people and become friends with them on Facebook when they probably don't know exactly who I am. But honestly, it's the easiest way of getting connected with a lot of those people.
Absolutely. And it'll be at the Fox Run. Is that where it's at?
Fox Run Carriage House. So it'll be a nice event. There's still, if anyone's out there still curious about attending, we still have a handful of spots available. But should have a good turnout. It's $40 a person, and they'll have kind of a cocktails, appetizers, and just have a social event, and just kind of a nothing real formal, but getting a bunch of former players and coaches and some of those people back, and probably a lot of old stories, and have a good time.
It's awesome too, because you look at just the rich history of the program, obviously still going in recent years. You talk about Coach Oster and all the things he's done. You had some of the alumni that have come here, from Steve Beeser to, obviously Mark Burley, a big one as well. And then even to the most recent, I think, five guys were drafted just this last year, right?
Yeah. So. I mean, and just going back and some of those old ones that were drafted and had success, and Mike Henneman, and obviously Mark Burley, who was, got to have his number retired with the White Sox this summer. So, I mean, it's hopefully kind of keep those things going.
Absolutely. And we'll talk a little bit about the team shortly. But before that, another opportunity to get future players, because you guys got another showcase camp as well, and that'll be Super Bowl Sunday.
Super Bowl Sunday. So it didn't work out. It worked out all right. It should be done by the Super Bowl. So it's our annual exposure camp. We always have a really good turnout. Other coaches coming on campus to see players. So any high school student athletes, baseball players that want to get out in front and have, want to play in college and have opportunities to get in front of some people, should be a good day. A lot of reps and a chance for those guys to come out here and showcase themselves.
When will that start?
It'll be February 4th. It's been a 10 a.m. start. Usually I think we'll wrap up around 2 p.m., 3 p.m. So
plenty
everybody will have plenty of time to get home and get back and watch the game.
Go home, shower, and still go get food. You got plenty of time.
Yeah, you still pick up a pizza and do all that good stuff beforehand.
Speaking of the Super Bowl, who you got in the Super Bowl, Coach?
I'm going to be rooting for the Eagles. I probably, if I had to put money on it, I don't know if I necessarily would, but I'm tired of watching the Patriots win, and never been not a huge Eagles fan, but between the two, heck,
at the point, anything
probably
but the
like
Patriots.
Like everybody else is probably outside of Boston, I'm sure probably rooting for the Eagles.
Anybody but. Coach, but let's talk about the baseball team coming up as well, because then the week after the showcase camp, going to avoid some potential bad weather here. You'll go south to Alabama, correct, to open up the season?
Yeah, we'll be in Fayette, Alabama. We'll be down at Bevel State, and they kind of have a round robin with a handful. I think there's four other teams that are going to be in there, and we'll play four games down there. And it's it's nice to be able to open up early. I think we have the depth from the pitching staff to do it. And the nice thing is, it just gets old being inside, and guys want to get out and play. And I'm excited about our group. So it'll definitely be nice hopping on the bus here in a couple weeks and getting down south and hopefully finding some better weather.
Have you started to see kind of the roster in terms of what you want to see out there in the rotation and things like that start to come together yet, or is it still trying to get those reps outside before you can do that?
It's still trying to get those reps outside. Obviously, there is, just like anything else, there's some guys that you kind of have a pretty good idea about. But I think, part of it is we'll enter squad the next Thursday, Friday, a chance to really get out there and guys see some live pitching and see the ball in the air and moving around. And, there's just so many things that are tough to simulate being inside or being on a gym floor. So it will be really valuable the next 2 days to kind of find out a little bit more about our team and just kind of where we're at.
I saw something on Twitter and on, maybe Facebook. I can't remember if it was Facebook, but certainly Twitter. And it was Baseball Lifestyle or Baseball Kings. And there was this lefty throwing 95, 96. And I started to see a bunch of Jeffco people comment on it. Was that Lucas Kroll? Was that who that was?
It was Lucas Kroll. Lucas is a 6'7 left-hander that transferred in from University of Arkansas. That'll physically very gifted. Should obviously be somebody we really count on a lot this year, and we're happy to have. And good student, good person, and a very talented pitcher. So, he'll get a lot of attention on the professional side of it and the 4-year side of it. And we're excited to have him go out there and have a good year for us.
No love from the baseball kings or livestock. I can't remember what it was. There was no at Jeffco tag or nothing.
Yeah, I had some people asking about it. He kind of, for over Christmas break there with some of the bullpen stuff, he kind of became a superstar in social media. But he was someone that was pretty highly recruited out of high school, had a lot of interest on the professional side of coming out. And it kind of worked out perfect, the recruiting side. We were able to have him in here. And this year's staff is probably as talented a staff on the arm standpoint that we've had since I've been here, with, you know, himself. Jason Rackers is a freshman right-hander that'll run up there from a velocity standpoint pretty good. Josh Ray from Sekman, who's committed to Missouri. Anthony Green, who's committed to Missouri. You know, Hunter Swift, who did a really good job for us, that'll be going to Oral Roberts University. Sam Stewart's another right-hander that we expect a lot out of, that's committed to Oral Roberts as well. So, and that's just a handful of them. I mean, there's really a whole other group that'll be really good, that are, you know, pretty talented arms. So we're pretty excited from a depth standpoint where we are on the mound, and, you know, a lot of guys that put in the time and worked really hard that, you know, should be some good players, good people for us.
Was that an emphasis that you and the coaching staff kind of put on recruiting side, was get a little more depth pitching?
I think we've always had. I mean, even the pitching staff last year was really talented. You know, I think it's just kind of the thing that's probably set it apart a little bit this year is just from a, you know, it kind of, it's a perfect world with some of those guys ending up on campus that, and hey, it makes you look a lot smarter. But I think, you know, just like in recruiting, you'd recruit the best players you possibly can, guys that fit in your program and what you're looking for. And it kind of worked out where it builds up every year. The successful players we've had move on that have gone on and done well, former players getting drafted, having success with the four-year side of it. I think it makes it more and more attractive where to say, hey, this is a place where guys can come in and get better. And, you know, it just kind of worked out perfect this year where, like, I've had a number of people just smile. It's from an arm standpoint, it's there'll be several guys that'll get a lot of interest on the professional side of it, you know, assuming everyone stays healthy and does what they're supposed to do. But you know, it should be a fun year for us.
With the pitching staff, how are you feeling about the defense?
Defense is something I think we're excited about it. We're probably not coming in here as proven as we have in the past, where you had, for instance, up the middle, you had Jordan Hovey and Andres Negron that were so good, and the year before with Keith Grieshaber and Tyler Mueling and, you know, Caleb Hicks, whoever it might have been. You know, Raul Aguazabal will probably get the start for us, who's from Oakville High School at shortstop. Alex Hoff, we have another infielder that transferred in from Creighton University, that's Jack Lombardi, that'll see some time in the middle for us. So I think offensively it should really be a strength. I think we'll really swing the bats. I think we'll be an offensive team. I don't want to say it's a question mark or even it's a weakness. I think it's probably just a little bit more unproven on the defensive side of it, especially probably up the middle and on the infield defense. You know, I think we'll be really good behind the plate. I think we'll be good in the outfield. And I think it's just, hey, not a weakness, but probably more unproven. And some guys are anxious to get out there and obviously establish themselves.
Yeah, you mentioned the offense and going to be a strength there. Is it going to be kind of a power team or a speed-oriented team?
I think it'll be a little bit more of a power team. You know, last year was great offensively because I thought we really had a versatile team that could do some different things, whether it was running around or, you know, driving the ball or hitting the ball over the fence. This year's team is probably a little bit more of a physical lineup that, you know, some of the things last year with the hitting and running and stealing some bases, we probably won't quite do as much, but you know, you never know. I think we'll be a pretty physical team offensively. You know, if I had to say a question mark, I think it's just, you know, unproven on the defensive side of it.
Yeah. Coach, have you seen any particular players in specific do some good things physically over the offseason in terms of getting stronger or bigger and things of that nature?
Yeah, I think it really kind of goes across the board. You know, that's usually the biggest difference when especially those freshmen come in. Hey, come in from high school. Hey, this is the first time going through really more of a structured lifting program, off-season conditioning program, and just the physical maturity of this being something they do on a daily basis. So Matt Torino's really been someone that's progressed. He's a freshman outfielder from Toronto, Canada. Dalton Doyle, who's an infielder that's came in from Kansas City area, is really impressed. Zach Myers, someone who was local from St. Pius, that came in that really, I thought, did a great job. You know, just getting in a little bit better shape, better baseball shape, becoming stronger and dedicating himself. So I think across the board, I think, you know, this team's work ethic and how they've gone about their business has been impressive.
Coach, if I recall correctly, a new assistant coach for you guys this year, right?
Yeah, we have Coach Josh Bunzelmeyer, and Coach Bunzelmeyer came to us, from Springfield area, played at St. Louis University, played a couple years professionally after that, and was able to come on staff. Obviously, it's unfortunate Coach Stanton, who we had here for the previous 3 years and a former player, moved on, got married, had a great job offer for him that he couldn't turn down. And, Coach Buns, we kind of got in here, who really does a great job with the hitters, working with the infielders, and kind of taking that lead role from a recruiting coordinator position.
And, of course, Coach Underwood back, right?
Coach Underwood back.
Yet again.
Hey, he's, really someone that's dedicated to this program, the amount of time and energy he's put into it, and does a great job with the outfielders and the hitters, and really is invaluable.
And then, Coach, I guess, what are the final things you're kind of looking for over the course of these next 3 weeks before you start the season?
I think the biggest thing is just get as many reps as we can outside and, try anything you can do to try and simulate the speed of the game. So when you get out there and finally does things do speed up in that first game and the nerves get you a little bit and guys get anxious and start moving around, I think anything that we can do is creasing those reps and simulate that is what we need to do. So hopefully weather helps us out, but guys have been great as far as how they've gone about their business and worked, and excited about the year.
Well, Coach, as always, I appreciate you taking some time to speak with us here as usual, and wishing you nothing but the best of success for this upcoming spring season.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
That's the head coach of the Jefferson College Vikings joining us here on the Viking Voices Show here on KJFF, Coach Pat Evers of the Vikings. Of course, he's had the 50th baseball anniversary as well at the Carriage House over at Fox Run on Saturday. You can have an opportunity to come out for there. I think $40, you can get drinks, some food there, and obviously a great social event to celebrate and recognize the great Jefferson College baseball program. You can do that again on Saturday if you need some plans on that. And then Showcase Camp will be the following Sunday on the Super Bowl Sunday. But remember, you'll have plenty of time to catch the Super Bowl. Going to start at 10 a.m. and get all wrapped up. And you'll have a couple hours, so easy enough time to come in if you want to come out and sign up for that Showcase Camp. And then the Vikings will head down to Alabama the week after that and start the 2018 season. It's going to wrap up this edition here of the Viking Voices Show here on KJFF. A reminder, we'll have the women's basketball broadcast tonight at 6 o'clock, taking on undefeated 7th-ranked Moberly Area Community College. Again, tip-off at 6 with the pregame coverage for you, probably coming your way around 5:45. But until then, we'll have news, weather, and sports for you coming up during the 5 o'clock hour.